What did you call that?
Ashes.
Were they usually one particular color?
Generally, well, according to what you use now. They could be a pinkish color. Now the coal, some of the coal would have what they call clinkers in it. They were pieces that would not burn. But what they burned, the flame was pinkish blue, just a kind of variegated color, and it never burned out. You had to take that out with your tongs and put them in your pan to put in the yard.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
I use all that to go around. I have three lovely fig trees. Did have them. And I use that as fertilizer.
I see. Pretty good?
Yeah, I have beautiful trees. Beautiful figs.
Yes, ma'am. Well, talking about furniture, what would you call this that I'm sitting?
Rocking chair.
That would be a rocking chair.
Mm-hmm.
Are there different types of chairs that people had other than rocking chair? Can you recall any?
Well, that's a straight chair.
I see.
Now, that sometimes goes with a set that has a sofa. It isn't a settee. A sofa is, in some instances, a sofa and a sofa bed. A sofa is just one place that you might recline on. A sofa bed, you open it and two people can go sleep on it. Some have a mattress built on them and some put a mattress on them to sleep on, I mean. In more or less now, it's a day bed. Then it was a sofa bed.
Yes, ma'am.
And it had a sofa bed, and it had two rocking chairs, and the six straight chairs.
Did people ever call the sofa a davenport?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Later on.
But it was the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
The davenport.
There may be a little bit of difference, but I think the difference is in the type of furniture, in the style of the furniture.
Yes, ma'am.
Not in the material, not the general outline of it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what is that over there with the mirror called?
That is a dressing table. An old-fashioned dressing table.
Were some any bigger than that?
Yes, they used to have dressing tables that had a mirror down the middle. And then they had two sides to them, and they had three drawers on each side. And you had a bench, like a piano bench or any other bench, that you sat at in the middle. And you could comb your hair and see how it was styled and so forth.
I see. Well, what about this bench?
Some called it an armor, but we called it a wardrobe, WARDROBE.
And that was used for maybe hanging clothes?
Hanging clothes on this side and storing on that side. If you wanted to keep, your handkerchiefs and... Well, we used to wear scarves around the neck and just general, your underwear would go on that side. Anything that would fit on a shelf. Now this house, we put our linens, we have what they call a walk-in closet. I can store a trunk in there and still go in and get my linens off the shelf. There's three shelves in there.
Yes, ma'am.
The back bedroom has one, the same.
I see. Well, was there ever a piece of furniture in the bedroom that was mostly all drawers with no mirror?
Yes, it was a mirror up top, wasn't it?
What would you call it?
Gentleman's shipper robe.
Shipper robe. Is that the same thing that some people call a chest of drawers?
Yeah. Very little difference. Chest of drawers came in later.
I see. Have you ever heard something like that called a chiffonier?
Might be, I don't know.